Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1901, Financial Locker Room Talk by ESI of esimoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Financial Locker Room Talk by ESI of esimoney.com. If you've been listening to ESI Money for more than 15 seconds, you know that I'm not a big fan of financial advisors. This stems from a couple of issues. First, I'm a big believer in DIY finances. The concepts that will make you rich are not that hard to learn, so anyone can do it. And there really aren't that many things you need to master to become wealthy. So it doesn't take a lot of time. In fact, if you just read 5 books and apply what they say, you'll be ahead of at least 90% of the population. In other words, there's no reason you can't be your own money manager and be quite good at it. Second, many or most financial advisors aren't really money experts. They're sales experts. They know less about money than most people listening to this post, but they're awesome at selling and turning your money into their money, or at least they get a portion of it. A financial advisor is born. I was at the gym a month ago in the locker room before a workout. I was getting dressed amid the hustle and bustle of everyone having to rush to work when I heard 2 guys chatting in the set of lockers next to mine. It was all pretty innocuous stuff, family, kids, etc., and I wasn't paying attention to them until one guy said, "Hey, how's the work situation going?" The other guy responded, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, I quit. It was just too stressful. I've actually entered an entirely new field. I'm a financial advisor." I was immediately very interested in this conversation. Lucky for me, the first guy bit on the information and said, "Really? I didn't know you had a background in finance." I could have almost predicted the response. The second guy said, "I don't. You don't really need to know much about money going in. The company teaches you all you need to know." I bet they teach you all you need to know. But then it got better. He said, "It's really a sales job more than anything." "Really? You don't say." Then he added, "Really, selling insurance is what I'm doing. They call me a financial advisor because it sounds better, but I'm really mostly an insurance salesman. I don't think I'll stick with it long, but for now, it's better than the last job." After that, the conversation went in another direction, and I walked upstairs to work out. I guess I shouldn't be surprised at stuff like this after all these years, but it's still almost impossible to believe it every time I hear it. By the way, the conversation previously mentioned is paraphrased. I did not whip out my phone and begin recording them, but the words are close and the spirit of the conversation is what I wanted to share. The highlight reel. Let's break down the highlights of this short conversation, which show just how bad some financial advisors are these days. Number one, "I didn't know you had a background in finance." "I don't." This is one of the major points I make here regularly. Many financial advisors know very little about actually managing money. So what are they actually advising on? More on that in a minute. Number two, "The company teaches you all you need to know." Of course they do. I'd love to know how much time they devote to teaching about money and how much time they devote to teaching sales techniques. My bet is that the latter gets way more time. Number three, "It's really a sales job more than anything." Truer words were never spoken. Of course, if they're offering value, then why not pay them a fee? But but the data seems to suggest that for people with even basic money knowledge and self-control, financial advisors are not worth the fees they charge. Number 4, really selling insurance is what I'm doing. Oh, selling insurance. This is one notch up from selling used cars, in my opinion. Yes, there are good insurance agents out there, of course, but many are the slick willy sort that make most of us want to lose our lunch. Number 5, they call me a financial advisor because it sounds better. Marketing is at the heart of the financial services industry. I was a marketing executive for 28 years, and I can see what they're doing. It's smart marketing. Who would you be more likely to buy from, a financial advisor or an insurance salesman? And number 6, I don't think I'll stick with it long. Two things you want when you do buy financial products or services is 1, a person who both has lots of knowledge and experience, and 2, someone who will also be around for a while in case you need the insurance in this case. But this guy was going to pop in, sell people some insurance, and be long gone if and when they needed him. Sure, the company would take over administering the policy, but I think most people would want to talk to their agent if they needed help. All I can say is, ugh. It's another brick in the wall. Not sure we can learn anything new from this conversation, but it does reinforce a lot of what we already know, including 1, many financial advisors know little about managing money. In fact, if you're a regular reader of this blog, you probably know more than they do. 2, many financial advisors are really just salesmen. They want to sell you financial products and services. That's it. If you're better off as a result, I'm sure they're happy with that. But if you're not better off, they can probably live with that too. And 3, many financial advisors are in and out of the profession. Their last job wasn't going well, so they decided to get into financial planning. Not because they were knowledgeable at it, not because they loved the topic, not because they wanted to help people, but because they needed a job. That's it. And when the job stops being better than other options, they're off to the next thing. Anyway, I just had to share this with you. It was too good to let pass by. You just listened to the post titled Financial Locker Room Talk by ESI of esimoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. It's clear to me that by the time you know enough about money to be in the position to properly select a financial advisor, you'll know enough to not need one. While many of us feel insecure about managing our money ourselves, the cost of working with a financial advisor is simply too high and erodes the wealth we can build over the long term. I saw a great visual recently that help demonstrate the effect of assets under management fees, or AUM fees, on a portfolio that I'll describe for you here. Imagine an initial investment of $6,000 with yearly contributions of $6,000 for 30 years and an average 8% yearly return. The gross value of this portfolio over 30 years would be $794,451. Now, if you were investing in a total market low fee index fund like VTSAX, you'd be paying 0.04% in fees, which would be $6,302, or 0.8% of your portfolio. However, most AUM fees to work with an advisor range from 1% to 2%. At 1%, 17.9%, or $142,339, would be in your advisor's pocket. And at a 2% AUM fee, it would be a staggering 32%, or $257,180 of your money gone to pay for the advisor. Now, many advisors would claim that this fee is justified because their services can help you beat the market. But we've seen time and time again that 80 to 90% of actively managed portfolios don't beat the market over the long term. Now, I do think there are certain circumstances when working with an advisor makes sense. For example, if you're nearing retirement, shifting your asset allocation, or devising a drawdown strategy. But these are scenarios where you could work with a flat fee advisor and just pay them for their time rather than have them manage your investments. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.